Hey, Marvel Maniacs, welcome to another exciting episode of Guardians of the MCU. This is episode number 66, and we are recording this on September 23rd, 2019. I am Tim, and joining me tonight is John. How are you tonight, John?
I am good. We are sans Lizzie.
That is correct. There is no Liz with us tonight. It was a combination of her having some stuff, and we actually have a short show. So we really didn't need all three of us for what we have going on here tonight. So it's also
I tried to recruit him in Lizzie's show, but she bailed on that.
Which would have been totally fine. Would have been totally cool.
You've had a long weekend.
I've had a very long weekend. Eric and Lou came out and hung out for the weekend. We recorded some stuff. We did our fall movie draft Saturday night. And so Eric and I did it from here. Lou had already gone home. And we had a big group. We had, oh gosh, 7 or 8 people participating. I was the moderator for it for the first time, which was a lot of fun. And we had an epic crap ton of movies. We had like 34 movies, I think. So way longer than most of our movie drafts. But there's a lot of really good movies in there. We tried a different methodology for like some of the mega blockbusters.
I was going to say, who got the blockbusters?
Oh, I'm not going to spoil it.
All right.
Not going to spoil it. I believe Eric is dropping the episode tonight. So it should actually be releasing before even this episode comes out. But just in case, I don't want to spoil.
All right. That's fair.
So, yeah. But it was a good time. So aside from that, folks, of course, you know, you can always find all of our shows and info on the movie draft along with the audience movie draft over at randomchatter.com. Speaking of the audience movie draft, just to kind of plug that, in case anyone has never participated before, although this is open to folks who have, we're now giving a prize to the winner of the audience movie draft. You are getting...
Is that the first time for this?
Yes, this is the first time we're ever giving a prize. So the winner of the audience movie draft will be getting a t-shirt, color of your choice, pending availability from TeePublic.
With one of the show's logos on it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm actually cool with the logo of their choice. I mean, since it's kind of the random chatter movie draft, we'll probably just go for the chattering teeth. But yeah, it could be of their choice.
But if they already have a chattering teeth one.
Yeah, if they already have one, then yeah, sure. We can throw them a Guardians one. DC Talk, I don't know. No, of course. Of course, we'll throw them a DC Talk one if that's what they want. But yeah. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. That's a new thing that we're doing. We want to get a lot of participants for the movie draft, so we love to have people come and play with that.
And correct me if I'm wrong, because you won, and you were the moderator. Can you play in the audience one?
I can play.
But you wouldn't be eligible to win.
I wouldn't be eligible to win. So if I did win, it would then revert to the first legit audience member.
Okay.
And I may play just to kind of see. I'm interested to see how it works out in terms of the new bidding system that we did for those big blockbusters and kind of how it is from the audience perspective. So I may do it really just kind of as a demo to kind of get a feel for that experience. And of course, to beat the pants off of everybody, but you know, I won't get the shirt. That's okay.
You're not competitive at all, Tim.
No, I am not at all competitive. There were some great movies in this draft, which like I really wish I could have bid on, and movies that like I feel really confident are going to do well. You know, we've got the new Terminator movie, we've got 21 Bridges, we've got Star Wars Episode 9 in there. There's Frozen 2. There's just a ton of great movies. The new Jumanji movie, really, really good stuff. So, really exciting. But there are no Marvel movies.
No.
And that's okay.
Hashtag sad face.
That's right. That's right. That's okay, though. So, with all that, let's get on to our news. All right, so our first tidbit of news comes from an insider, someone who we've actually had on the show before, who is a production assistant. She worked on Captain Marvel, and I was texting her last week, and so this is Sam, Samantha Gardella, who was on our show. And I was texting with her last week and said, you know, hey, what's going on? What are you working on? She said, oh, well, I'm hanging out in Atlanta for a while, and Black Widow is going to start shooting here next week. So they have finished all their location shoots, and they're now doing their soundstage stuff at Pinewood, Atlanta.
Okay, that makes more sense. I was like, why are they going to be in Atlanta? But that makes sense for that.
Yeah. And of course, you know, they may do some location stuff out there here and there. I mean, they can make a lot of areas look pretty generic or look like something in Europe. Or if I'm sure there are parts of the film that do take place back in the U.S. So they can, you know, find streets or whatever there. But mm-hmm. I think a lot of it's just going to be soundstage work that they're doing to finish up there. I've also seen that they had their rat party. Which big movies like this don't actually have their wrap party at the end of all the filming. They hold it they tend to hold it a little bit earlier because they know that at the end of filming, they end up releasing a lot of people.
Okay.
So kind of before all those people get released, they like to hold the wrap party so they can include those folks.
Makes sense.
Now, it's not to say that there might be another rap party kind of toward the end, just mm-hmm. for those final people. But yeah, it seems they tend to do them a little bit earlier. So, so I'm curious to hear about Sam's experiences and of course invited her back on the show to come talk about what she got to see and do in Black Widow. And of course, you know, there's some things she's not going to be able to tell us about, which is fine. We're going to have to wait to see them in the movie, but it's always cool to get some of that behind the scenes type of experience there.
Yeah. And that'd be fun because I wasn't on that episode. So I think I would definitely like to have her back.
Aha. Uh-huh. So yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Did you watch the Emmys last night?
No, no? I don't like the award shows.
Ah, okay.
I don't like red carpets. I don't like award shows. So, no.
See, In fact,
the only reason I know the Emmys were last night was because, you know, there was a 12 things from you missed from the Emmys last night in my news feed. And I was like, oh, there were the Emmys?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. A lot of folks aren't into award shows.
Yeah.
You know, I generally do like them and I don't mind watching them, but I'm also fine with catching the synopsis the next day too. I do like the red carpet stuff. I like to see the interviews of people, and it can be interesting to see what people are wearing and, you know, and all that kind of fun stuff. But one of the things that occurred actually fairly early in the Emmys last night, there was a commercial.
They still have those on television.
They do. A little surprising sometimes, you know, many streaming services don't have commercials. So like when there's a commercial, sometimes it's a little, you know, a little bit of a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
This commercial was one that I've never seen before. And about 6 seconds into the commercial, I said, I bet I know what this is for. As they were kind of going rapid fire through different scenes from Star Wars movies and Marvel movies and Disney movies and National Geographic specials and all sorts of stuff. And I said, it's a Disney Plus commercial.
Which is an interesting place for them to put their first ad.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I guess maybe what station was the Emmys on? I don't think that was good English, by the way.
No, that's okay. I should probably know that answer. I sometimes don't.
Because I was going to say, if it's like ABC, that makes sense.
Right, because they own it.
Because they own it. Like, I could see them debuting it, if not something on Monday Night Football. Though tonight the Redskins are playing, so no one's watching. And folks, I can say that I've lived here my whole life. We stink. We're never winning again.
Hey, the Giants won because they finally stopped playing Eli. So,
small miracles.
Yes, yes. But anyway, we are not a football podcast.
No, nope, nope. And that's the extent of my football knowledge, folks.
So, yeah, they showed the ad during the Emmys last night. And at the end of it, it said, you know, you can like pre-buy subscriptions now. I'm like, oh, that's cool. So, of course, I went straight to the website, took a look at what they have. And what's up there right now are both the monthly and yearly subscription options. I was, specifically looking for the Disney Plus, Hulu, ESPN Plus package.
That's really funny. So was I when I went to sign up, Tim.
But yes.
Tell us more about that package, which is in the show notes and I missed.
It is unfortunately not available until November 12th, which is kind of weird because November 12th is the launch date for Disney Plus. I don't know why they're waiting. It just seems odd.
The only thing I can think of, and I'm going to show my sports knowledge a little bit more, college football in ESPN. Because people are it's just starting to get into college football season.
Mm-hmm.
They may pick up a couple more people going for the ESPN subscription between now and November 12th to kind of capitalize on that.
Okay.
I mean, that's
so you're thinking.
And the only reason I think that is because we tried to do FS1, Fox's Sports, so we could watch football Friday night. And they do not have a subscription-based service.
Hmm. Okay.
So sometimes you have to be in your 40s and call your dad and ask for his username and password.
Yeah.
So anyway, Disney Plus.
Not that we encourage things we shouldn't be doing.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Edit that part out.
Yeah, yeah, not really.
Oh.
So basically, what's going on here? The way that I'm working around this, and this is kind of just what I'm doing. I want to be able to see Disney Plus November 12th as soon as they flip the switch. I don't want to have to worry about getting onto their website. Maybe their website's going to crash that day because a whole bunch of people are going to get in there to try to do this, whatever. I don't want to deal with any of that stuff. So I subscribe to 1 month of Disney Plus. This comes with a 7-day free trial. So you're actually not billed for it until November 19th. I figure somewhere in those first few days of Disney Plus, I will then get the package deal, the Disney Plus Hulu ESPN package deal, subscribe to that. Once I have that turned on, then I will cancel my Disney Plus only subscription and go with that. That way I'm making sure that, again, I'm getting the service right as soon as it starts and doing that, and it's all cool. And during that trial, it's actually already been confirmed in the materials that I got back in my subscription that during the trial I can cancel and not be charged. So that's how I'm going to do it. Now, of course, keep in mind that there is not going to be any new Marvel content on Disney Plus at launch. We're not going to see any of the new series until next year, which is a bit of a bummer. But I am very much looking forward to the stuff on the Star Wars side, particularly The Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah.
Which is going to be up when it opens. And yeah, that's probably the first thing I'm going for. But we will be able to watch all the movies, all the MCU movies, and they'll have a whole bunch of other Marvel content up there, animated stuff and that kind of thing. So we will be in our show immediately following that, we'll be giving some review of what we've found on there and
the platform in general.
Yeah. 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 We'll talk some about that and it'll be good. It'll be good. So the next thing here, so I guess at San Diego Comic-Con, they played a thing. They played a video that was roughly 2 minutes and 39 seconds long, which had clips from all 23 MCU films. So that was the first time that this was seen. It's now being shown publicly for the first time, and it is being shown as promotion for the Infinity Saga box set. And the trailer itself, basically this is being regarded as a trailer, the Infinity Saga trailer. Mm-hmm. It's really cool with how it does it, because obviously they're pulling sound clips out of the different movies, and just those sound clips with the video you're seeing in the background, and the two aren't necessarily synced. It really does kind of tell the story.
And most of the sound is Robert Downey Jr. voiceover as Iron Man.
Yep. Yeah. Because in a lot of ways, he's the one who dictated much of that story.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty cool thing. You can find it out there. You can find it on, I believe, Marvel's website, on Marvel's YouTube channel, Marvel's social media stuff. It's out there. It's generally being called the Infinity Saga trailer. And, you know, worth watching. I thought it was pretty cool.
And if we've talked about this before, I don't think we have, but they're advertising the standalone Hulk movies in that as well. At least those were listed when they kind of started in the trailer shooting all the movie names. I didn't think they had the rights to those.
Both of them? Or just the one?
I mean, they had the Incredible Hulk. At least, I have to go back and see the specifics. So that they do for that one?
Yes, that one is specifically part of the MCU. Even though it wasn't Mark Ruffalo, it did have, I mean, it actually had a mid and post credit scene. It's fully part of the MCU.
Okay.
Yep. So, So that's that with the Infinity Saga trailer. The last thing out there, there's another trailer that is that's out there, which is a lot of fun, and it is the Night Monkey trailer. And so I was surprised. I thought this was like a spoofy, like a fan cut thing or whatever. This is actually released by Sony, and they're kind of poking fun at the thing that was poked fun of in the movie itself, and that was Spider-Man wanting to go incognito and then being nicknamed the Night Monkey.
Mm-hmm.
So it's their trailer for the Spider-Man Far From Home digital release. And they're calling it the Night Monkey trailer.
I didn't realize, I guess I missed that was from Sony.
Oh yeah.
When I watched it. Okay.
Yep.
So I thought the same thing.
It's official.
All right. I mean, creative marketing.
Oh, totally. Totally. So that's really all we have for news. There weren't any real significant rumors that were out there for us to discuss, but there is one. There is a discussion thing that John's kind of been holding on to for a while, and our last few episodes have been a little longer. So we figured this was a good opportunity to get it out there. And so, John, I'll kind of turn it over to you to initiate our conversation.
I feel like we've both been holding on to this, but I mean...
Oh, yeah, totally.
Fine. Okay. So I know folks will find this weird that Tim and I disagree on an issue of Falcon as Captain America. And I lost the Winter Soldier Falcon debate on Captain America because Kevin Feige just didn't want to listen to me. That's fine. Kevin, I don't take it personally. But, and this was, I mean, we've been holding on to this for a couple months now. There were rumors, speculations of whether or not Falcon would take on the mantle of Captain America, even in, you know, at least in the show, if not further down, you know, the line in the movies. And my take is, if you're going to wield the shield, you take the name. Tim doesn't necessarily agree.
No. That's just like if you put on the Iron Man armor, you don't necessarily take the mantle of Iron Man. You know, so you could then be War Machine, or you could be something else. You could be Ironheart. You could be all sorts of different things.
Okay.
What's
Jane Foster going to be called again when she picks up Mjolnir? Mighty Thor.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah. So,
but,
I mean,
but that is,
you could go both ways.
I suppose you could. You absolutely could. So my opinion on it, yes. Well, obviously the shield is iconic to Captain America. Captain America is also bigger. Captain America is an ideal. And we have discussed before that Sam Falcon, we're expecting, I mean, the guy is, he has a lot of humility to him. He really has kind of the right attitude and perspective of really being a pretty, you know, kind of pure of heart superhero type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a lot of respect for Steve Rogers and for what he stood for as Captain America. And I think that Sam is going to be very resistant to taking on that mantle. There may be a period of time that we're going to see in the series that he's not even going to have the shield, because he simply may not want to. he may not feel that he's necessarily worthy to carry it. We also know that U.S. Agent is going to be in the series, and there was, you know, in the comics, a period of time where U.S. Agent took the mantle of Captain America. Mm-hmm. And U.S. Agent definitely does have a twisted sense of heroism. Although that twisted sense admittedly probably aligns a little bit more closely with a lot of us more than like the Steve Rogers ideal of it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a little more of, you know, necessity dictates your methods, versus your values dictate your methods kind of thing.
Okay.
I think eventually at some point, Sam may adopt that mantle of Captain America, but I think it's going to take some time. And I think that he can still stand for something in his ideals before he takes on the name. And I just really, I just don't know that he ever will take on the name.
So I do think it needs to be a progression. I mean, I don't think in episode one of Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I mean, obviously it's called Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I mean, episode one, he shouldn't be trying on the red, white, and blue. Right. You know, that should not be the opening. I mean, he needs to come into that, but at the same time, if he doesn't want to acknowledge and take the mantle that Cap gave him. I mean, it was a passing of the mantle, you know, in the passing of the shield. If he doesn't want that, then hang the shield on the wall and continue using, you know, his little drone, Red Hawk, Red Finn, Red Bull, whatever his little drone thing is called. And be done with it and just be Falcon. But don't, if there's no growth and movement towards him taking the mantle, and in the comics, he adopted both costumes. He kept the wings. He did not go 100% to Cap's, you know, costume. There was a merging and an homage to it. If that's not going to be the direction the character goes, then, you know, give the shield to Bucky, and, you know, I'm sure Bucky would be, you know, happy to paint his arm red, white, and blue and go forward. Though, yeah, I don't know.
He's already got a star on it.
Oh, you can, because Cap's shield was painted.
Terrible. Sure, sure. Yeah, you know, I don't think Falcon's ever going to hang up the wings. I mean, Sam is
no,
Falcon, and that's...
He should not at all.
Right. And so I think at some point we are going to see kind of a merging of the themes where he, you know, may very well go, particularly I love like even what Cap did in Civil War with the very subdued mm-hmm. red, white, and blue stuff. And I think that that would look pretty cool on Falcon and, you know, paint the wings appropriately and all that stuff. And, yeah, I think we are going to get that payoff moment where he says, yes, I'm going to use the shield. I don't think in episode one he's going to, you know, walk out of his bedroom and say, hey, I'm Captain America, bitches. It's not going to happen. He's too grounded. He has too much humility to him. He recognizes the gravity of this whole thing. But and I'm hoping they're not going to draw it out too long. But I would like to see a few episodes of him kind of struggling with it a little bit and maybe second guessing him and maybe even second guessing Steve giving him the shield and thinking, you know, geez, am I really worthy to carry the shield? Because it is more than just the shield. It means something.
Absolutely. And I would like to see that progression within him.
Yeah. I don't think he will ever take the name of Captain America.
But see, that's part of it.
Others may give it to him. Others may call him that, but I don't think he will ever accept that.
But I mean, that's kind of part of the deal. And in the comics, people change code names all the time. I mean, Captain Marvel did not start as Captain Marvel. She started as Ms. Marvel. You know, you go through and, you know, do a Wikipedia search and look at like aliases of so many superheroes and they mm-hmm. change names sure. throughout.
I gotta say, the MCU kind of has an interesting relationship with some of those names, though. Like, I don't know that the name Captain Marvel is used in any of the MCU movies. She's been called Captain because that was the military rank that she held. She's been called Carol or Captain Danvers. I don't think the word... I don't think Marvel... I mean, they did reflect on the Mar-Vell thing at one point in the in her movie, but I don't know that she was ever actually called Captain Marvel.
I mean, I'd go back and watch it. I'm going to assume they did if that's what they named the movie.
Well, that is the name of the character. Yeah. And I think in comics, it's a little bit easier to kind of... I mean, obviously, some of the names that characters have are a little kitschy.
Yeah.
And it's easier to throw those around in a comic versus a movie. And the MCU movies, even though they're superhero movies, mm-hmm. And they do have some comedy in them, they do try to keep them grounded a bit. And they even do kind of make fun of this stuff a little bit themselves. Like, you know, the whole, wait a minute, we have an Ant-Man and a Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Kind of things. So it's, you know, and it's, yeah, I don't know. So they don't use a lot of those names very heavy handed. Others they do. Others they're very apparent about. You know, Iron Man was absolutely Iron Man. Captain mm-hmm. America was absolutely Captain America. But I think that there may be some reluctance, and I think it's both on behalf of the character of Sam, as well as I think just a little bit of reluctance to just, you know, throw that name over to someone else.
Well, and again, I agree, but it comes with the shield. I mean, if you're going to pick up the shield. I mean, and you used, you know, War Machine, you know, as an example. I mean, I think that is a very, you know, distinct, they, you know, both have existed at the same time. You don't often have two heroes existing with the same name at the same time, but, you know, there's at least always been homages to that name. You know, we already talked about the Ms. Marvel took her name in homage to Captain Marvel, who started as Ms. Marvel. You know, Iron Heart became Iron Heart in an homage to Iron Man. You had, you know, Jane Foster, you know, and well, that's a little bit different because she had the, you know, that whole, you know, whosoever is worthy shall have the power of Thor. But I mean, even in the comics, pulling this up, the wonders of technology into Google, you know, Sam Wilson has been called Falcon, Blackwing, Blackbird, and Captain America in the comics. So right. He's changed, you know, his name several times as well.
I think it's also worth mentioning that there is an issue of military rank, and while the comics kind of ignored that, Sam was not a captain in the military. So that's another reason why he may be reluctant to take the title of Captain America, even though the captain has kind of really become more an honorific than anything else. There may be some of that too. And I don't know, sometimes the MCU chases these rabbits, sometimes they don't. Obviously a lot of the general viewership, I don't think, is going to realize the difference or notice that, but there are some of us who will. I do acknowledge that really, while Steve did eventually get the rank of captain, it really is more an honorific title at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I would say Captain America is honorific. Captain Steve Rogers is military.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah,
I mean, I mean, people can point out, I'm sure Carol Danvers had the rank of captain as well.
Yes, she did.
So, I mean, yes, I could see, you know, that, but they don't call, you know, they don't call Rhodey Colonel War Machine.
Well, because his rank isn't part of the title. For Captain America, rank is part of the title.
Well, that's why I would say that's kind of the honorarium part of
right.
it. I mean,
yeah.
The U.S. military did not rank America as a captain. I mean, because let's be honest, if they're going to rank America as a rank, we better be a freaking general.
The other thing, and you had mentioned...
No, I want to hear your comment on, you know, the fact that America did not rank America. They did not rank Marvel. They ranked Carol Danvers. They ranked Steve Rogers.
Well, yeah, because you give people ranks.
I know. So thus, Captain America and Captain Marvel are honorarium call signs. They're their secret identity names. Or what does Peter Parker call them? His made-up names?
No, and see, I would disagree at that point because they were using rank with they were using rank along with the made up name, essentially. They were using rank with the alias, especially in terms of Captain America. I mean, for Carol Danvers, with her actual name being Mar-Vell, you know, Captain Marvel there works, as does Captain Danvers, depending on which name she's using.
So if Steve went up in rank and became Lieutenant Colonel Rogers, would it be Lieutenant Colonel America?
They might. It doesn't sound as it doesn't quite roll off the tongue, but, you know, he would go to Major first, though.
That's true.
He'd be Major America.
Major America? I mean, so that's why, and I mean, that's a whole nother episode of, like, you know, dude came back from the 40s and they didn't promote him once in 10 years in the MCU?
Correct.
Yeah, and that's a little BS. That's a it's a whole nother thing to look at, right? You know, right then and there. Unless he was retired, you know, then it would be Captain America, comma RET for retired.
True. That's true.
Yeah. I think he needs I mean, I see what you're saying. I think to me, Captain America has nothing to, you know, the captain part in America has nothing to do with the rank at this point in time. Yes, you know, it became that at the time. You know, I'd have to go back. We did determine that Steve was promoted to captain. I'd be curious when he was promoted. Was it right after the experiment? Or when did he receive that rank?
He wasn't called, so let's see, back in the first Avenger, he wasn't called Captain America until well later in the film.
Well, what when he was doing the USO shows, what was he called?
I don't know that he...
I think he was still called Captain America. He was the man with the plan.
Maybe. It's been a while since I've seen it.
I know. I agree, but I remember the song. I mean, there's a whole song with it because, you know,
right.
Tommy Lee Jones then, you know, makes fun of him as, you know, the man with the plan.
Yes. True.
So when did they, you know, when did they promote him up at that point?
Right. Right.
So.
No, that's a good question.
So going back to the, you know, the crux of the argument, I want it to be a natural progression, but to me, it's not a passing of the shield is, for lack of a better term, you know, the shield's a weapon. The shield's a, you know, the shield doesn't make the man, just like Mjolnir didn't make Thor. So if he's not, you know, it cheapens the whole, you know, passing of the mantle between Steve and Sam if he doesn't eventually adopt the name. I mean, it just makes it a passing of a piece of vibranium, which if he sold on eBay, he'd get a lot of money for. and we talk about, you know, cheapening if Robert Downey Jr., you know, kind of comes back for all these cameos. I mean, to me, it's... If you're not going to pass the mantle all the way through, I don't know why they would have done it. Because, you know, Falcon could have continued on as Falcon, you know, all he wanted. They still could have had a touching moment with Steve, you know, where he sent something along the lines of, like, the team is yours or something else, and didn't give mm-hmm. him the shield.
Right. Well, so here's this question to you then. Because Steve was able to pick up and wield Mjolnir, did that make him Thor?
So I think we touched on that at least between at least in text, if not, you know, one of the pre-shows, because I did have that question of yes, he was able to call down some thunder, but what other godlike abilities did he have? Because he did have Mjolnir, which was enchanted at the time. So
he called down lightning.
He called down lightning. Fair. Yes. Thor's the god of thunder. He called down lightning. and there was actually an interesting... tangentially, you know, and again, the things that are in comics don't necessarily translate, but it was, in one of the Old Man Logan comics, Luke Cage and Jessica Jones's daughter was with Logan and ended up being able to wield Mjolnir. And there was a big you know, kind of comment, because she was one of the few people to wield Mjolnir that had powers prior to wielding Mjolnir. So what did that actually, and there was a lot of speculation of if they can kind of continue this in the Old Man Logan kind of storyline, what powers will she really have, because she was powered beforehand. So similar with Steve, he already had, you know, super strength. He already had a lot of powers beforehand, and we really didn't see, you know, and what we saw when Thor was powerless in the original Thor, you know, he was as strong as Chris Hemsworth would be, you know, in real life. You give him the powers of Thor, he's as strong as Hulk. So you take Steve, who is not as strong as Hulk, but still pretty dang strong. Steve, powerless by himself, was enough to catch and hold, you know, a punch from Thanos wielding the Infinity Gauntlet. You know, surprising even Thanos. Steve with Mjolnir should have probably been able to mop the floor with Thanos by himself with the enhanced powers. So that, I mean, that we could jump down into that rabbit hole, because I've wondered that. I think it was now the second or the third time seeing it, being like, Steve should have had more powers, you know, with that. At that point, going back, I think, to the point you were trying to make, should he have been called Thor at that point? Sure, but I wouldn't have called him Captain Thor.
Right, right. Doing a bit of reading here on Captain America and kind of the progression of, particularly of the film, The First Avenger, he was, when he was doing the USO thing, I don't believe he was officially a captain. They gave him, as the character that he was dressed as, that was the name of that character, was Captain America, but he didn't actually hold the rank of Captain America. So when he, I believe it was when he left the base to go after Bucky, is when he said, essentially, you can't give me orders, I'm a captain. And it was after the success of that operation, then he actually was promoted to a captain. Bars.
So,
right.
Originally, Captain America was an honorarium, you know,
it was a character to sell war bonds. I wouldn't even call it an honorarium. It was a character to sell war bonds.
But
fair. Uncle Sam may not have been anyone's uncle.
But fair. But going back, had they called him Major America, would Steve been promoted to Major to match the, you know, made up war bonds
persona?
He was promoted, you know, I mean, what was his rank beforehand? Because, I mean, he went in and listed, you know.
Yeah, he was not an officer.
The jump to an officer real quick. And now we're getting, losing a lot of people who don't understand the military right now. But you don't go from enlisted to captain.
He definitely wasn't even a lieutenant. So, yeah.
So, I mean, I think they gave him captain to match the made up name.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, we'll see. I mean, I think it'll be, I mean,
now you're compelling me to go watch First Avenger again.
We'll wait until the Infinity Saga Blu-ray comes out, or on November 12th, Tim, you can watch it on Disney Plus.
I could, but I also own it.
I know, but I was just trying to tie back to the news. And let's be serious. I mean, you know, there's going to be enough good stuff on the Infinity Saga that we're all going to look at it and be like, God dang it.
Yeah. Yeah. Very true. Very true. So, no, good discussion. I think we both have real valid points to this. I totally see your perspective on it. I think that, you know, if Falcon does take it, it's going to be reluctantly, and it's going to take some time.
I I don't. I think that's necessary.
Yeah.
I mean, if he needs to come at in a progression.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he should be reluctant to first too. It should be awkward for him. He should have trepidation with that.
Totally. Totally. So we'll see what happens for him to actually take the name. Boy, I don't know. I don't know. I think it's going to come with people forcing it on him. I think people are going to start calling him Cap, and then that's when he's going to accept it. I just don't think he's going to wake up one morning and say, screw it, I'm Captain America now.
Well, and I do think that is going to be part of Bucky's role.
Yeah, I think part of Bucky's role, I think also part of it is going to be, I think the antagonist in that whole thing is going to be U.S. Agent.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think U.S. Agent may be pressing to want to take on that moniker himself. And then there's probably going to be some kind of exposition that's like, well, there has to be a Captain America and someone has to do it. And Sam's going to probably say, you know what? It really shouldn't be you. And I guess reluctantly I will. Kind of thing. I think that's where it's going to go. So
that's fair.
That's my guess on the whole thing. Anything else you want to bring up?
Yeah, I think also from now on, it's Colonel War Machine. And I think that, I'm stalling because I've been trying to find, you know what, Frank Castle's rank is very hard to find because I can't remember, you know, rank Punisher is.
Probably not an officer.
Yeah, I mean, the best, it varies, I mean, whether he was a sergeant major or gunnery sergeant. And I seem to remember in the MCU he was a gunnery sergeant. So we'll just call him Sergeant Punisher.
Sergeant Punisher. Okay, John. Take us out of here.
And meanwhile, Jay is listening to the two of us talk and be like, God, you two idiots. So, send Tim and I your feedback. Tell us how we are wrong and two guys in the military should really sometimes stop discussing military rank. And whether or not it goes to made up fan fictional names. You can reach us at guardians@randomchatter.com. And of course, always over on Discord. I do want to just do a shout out. We talked on Discord about it from Brax and thoughts on Iron Man. We are going to bring that up as a discussion topic, but we did want to include Liz on that, especially because you magically did in your original post call her out three times to make her appear.
Very true. Very true. You can find us on social media in a bunch of places. You can find the network and thus the show over on Twitter at Random Chatter. Speaking of Liz, you can find her on Twitter at TWT about Lizzie, and you can find me over there at Qui-Gon Tim. That's Tim with two M's. You can find the network on Instagram at Random Chatter. You can find John at _JonStewart. That's JonStewart. And Liz at The Wonderful Thing About Lizzie. So that is all we have for you tonight. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll catch you next week.